Jets fans. It's another special live edition of the Jetstream, and this week we are previewing the Round 21 clash with the Brisbane Roar. It's been a while, probably since Christmas, I think, but Mitch has been whinging and bitching and nagging us again, so it's about time we did another live pod. And what better reason to do a live pod than the commemoration of the Jets' 10th anniversary of their grand final. So here to talk about this game in Brisbane, should be in Newcastle, but it's in Brisbane, is first of all the man who we brought along simply so that he could sit next to Mitch. It's Grant.
Good podcasting, ladies and gentlemen.
How are you, mate?
Good, mate.
Here's the person that came along simply because Mitch drove him. It's Luke.
Good mole man to you.
Here's the person who's sitting in Mitch's usual spot. It's Emma.
Gross, am I going to catch something?
No, I've vacuumed and washed the wall since Mitch was sitting there last. The person for this pod, Mitch.
Why is Emma's seat still warm?
If I still had that whistle would be coming out right now. And it's me, Dave, who's hosting tonight. So
you got the good chair.
Mate, my house, my rules.
Oh, that's the carny chair, for yeah. Sure. Yeah.
Don't ever bring up that. So, opening question. It's, Saturday's going to see the 8th episode of the Chronicles, and we're coming to the end of the Championship Chronicles series, and all the people in this room I've paid to listen to the series, so it's quite fitting that we ask them a question about it. Mitch, we're going to start with you. Who's the person that you've most enjoyed hearing from as part of the Championship Chronicles series, available on the Jetstream?
Well, you haven't paid me to listen to it. You've hotwired my radio in my car so it won't play anything else. my favourite person is Ante Čović because he goes into so much detail about every single point. He remembers everything. And I imagine you couldn't get him to shut up. And I'm a huge fan of marathon podcasting, so absolutely him, without a doubt.
You'll enjoy hearing what he had for breakfast on the day of the grand final. Just the condition of the scrambled eggs at the buffet. Grant?
It'd have to be Gary Van Egmon. Because one of the things he was quite good at was showing his passion. And who can forget when he was trying to rev the crowd up there one home game. And just the way he talks about the remembering it, and you still hear that passion in his voice. And so I most probably was one of the first in line when we were bagging the crap out of him towards the end of his era. But, yeah, look, he has impressed me in regards to his comments about what happened in that marvellous year.
Luke, what about you?
Well, I am agreeing with this person because otherwise I have no way to get home, but I'm going to say Kovic. I just need someone that can remember that, a player that can remember that sort of stuff in the detail that he's gone through. It obviously meant a lot, and I just really rate that.
Em?
Hands down, Remo. He is quality. I would love to have a chat with that guy. He's hilarious and insightful at the same time, so I reckon he would have been a riot to interview, and I wish there was more of that.
Yeah, he was certainly a very interesting interview. Very, very articulate with his words. He's probably my favourite too, I've got to say. Some of the things that he was saying just gave you tingles, even when you were listening to it. But probably my favourite bit was Adam Griffiths calling saying that we had a bunch of gippos following us around.
Well, that's what I loved about Gary Van Egmon, that Grant said, like, he was just like, could never, ever work on the coast.
Yeah.
The user on the forum, LeBazel, survived the drop, come on Blues. He's a massive Van Egmon hater, and he even wrote on the forum, oh my God, I'm turning around to this guy. This is awesome. Like, he was probably my second place. It was just phenomenal how they talked about it. I just loved it.
Yeah.
Loved it.
But the whole thing, the Chronicles, really shows the talent within some of the... To be able to speak, the questions, and I must say, Dave, you've done a great job with your interviews and that, you know, you're a bit of a natural at it. But that has seriously been an absolute highlight, because this will be the second time I've listened to it, and I found that in both occasions, it's been that something that really gets me going as far as remembering the emotion of that time and that era and what the club means to me personally. And I imagine there's a lot of Jets fans in the same boat.
Thank you very much, mate. Well, as I said, episode 8, which reviews the grand final and, as I always say, spoilers, the celebrations afterwards, is released on Saturday, just in time for...
Did we win?
Griffo scored, mate.
Bold prediction.
And, yeah, it's going to be available Saturday morning for all those Jets fans travelling up on their respective flights to Brisbane.
6:30 a.m.
Very good.
Can I say one thing about the Chronicles? For listeners, we're at Dave's house. I arrived 5 minutes early tonight and Dave was putting the kids to bed. And the lullaby I heard was the... from the Chronicles. It's hooked in his whole friggin' family, man. And I love it.
Get out. All right, so that's not even a segue. We're now going to talk about round 21, Brisbane versus the Jets up at Central Coast Stadium. So, fixture facts, 39 matches between the Raw, 16 wins to the Jets, 14 to Brisbane. There's been 9 draws. In Brisbane, 18 matches, 11 Jets wins, 4 wins to the Raw and 3 draws. Goals in the fixture... Jets 47, Raw 48. We've got a chance to get ahead in that head-to-head right there. First goals in the fixture, 22 to the Jets, 15 to the Raw. Interestingly, recent form, the Jets have got 8 points from their last 15. The Raw have earned 9 points from their last possible 15. Leading goal scorers, Andrew Nabu was on 9. Massimo Macaroni for the Raw has 10. The last result was a Jets 1-0 win at McDonald Jones Stadium back a couple of weeks ago. So, talking points. The squad has been named today. Ivan Vujica appears to be fit following his tonsillitis and he's been returned to the squad. It's a selection headache for Ernie Merrick in that back four between Georgeski, Hoffman and Vujica. He was dropped a couple of weeks before he got ill. What do you think Ernie's going to do?
Tonsillitis is the worst, poor guy. If he's anything like me, even being better from tonsillitis still has a bit of a hangover, so I wouldn't put him in. He was out before he was sick, but that said, Georgeski and Hoffy did stress me out a little when they were in the back, so...
Why?
They're a bit, feisty, I guess. I think they could have been... I expected them to be more... centered in that last game, given that they're the more experienced backs. But yeah, also, I feel a bit bad for Hoffy that he was a defender and then got made a striker and then got put back in defence again as soon as we had another striker. So I kind of would like to see Hoffy get another run up front, but...
He's versatile. But Luke, I mean, the weeks previous, though, Vujica did really struggle. Azani... Barbarousis, where he actually was dropped in favour of Lachlan Jackson. And I think even the week before that, he struggled against...
He got hooked against Azani.
Yeah, I think it was Roy Krishna. So, given that Brisbane don't, I guess, provide that... Well, I don't expect them to provide that level of pace and trickery that even has struggled with. Do you think that it's a potential that he's going to return?
Well, the names that you said, you had Azani, Krishna, Barbarousis, they're all very, very pacey. They've got a lot of speed that could beat any defence. And as you said, I personally don't see, now that Skipetis has gone from Brisbane, where they've got the pace for it. They've got Macaroni, they've got Kalfala and Botiak, they're all very skillful players, but I don't see them having the pace, especially with their age and stuff. So probably a bit suited to Ivan's style. But as Adam said, if he's had tonsillitis, who knows how fit he's going to be. So, yeah.
So we'll go around the room. Grant, what are you doing?
I would. Just looking at some personal stats there and, you know, before he's been missing the last couple of games, and he still has the most tackles out of any Jets player.
Hmm.
So, and that's he's on 43 at the moment against Yugarovich, is 42. So, if he's fit enough, and I definitely would put him in, and that would leave Hoffman to go up front, because obviously we know the bad news about Potato. So.
We might come back to your thoughts
check,
on that.
Check out this guy bringing stats to your house. What is this madness?
Mate, I've learned to let, I've learned to let it go. Thanks, Matt, if you're listening. I'm, all is forgiven.
2-year-old grudge.
Mitch, what are you doing with that back line?
I'm going with what Grant said. We're losing Potato higher up. We're going to put Hoffman further up, and Vujic is going to come in the left back just out of necessity. Vujic was really good at the start of the season. I remember that really nice assist for Roy he did in Brisbane, right?
Mm.
So, I don't see the troubles. I don't predict the troubles that he's been getting where he's been a bit average. So he was really great before he turned a bit sour. So maybe this is the kick up the pants he needs.
Em, given your thoughts on Hoffy and Georgevski, you bringing them back in, but who for?
I've just been sold by the Vujic was good before he sucked argument. So bring him back, because then you'll be good again. Who can argue with that logic?
I'm sure there are plenty of people who can. If you do want to hit Mitch up, he's at JerkPV4 on Twitter. Luke, you got an opinion?
On the back line?
Yeah.
Put Ivan in and push Hoffy up.
You're pushing Hoffy up as well?
Well, I think Hoffy offered a lot up front, and I feel we've probably missed a bit of that recently, just his energy and movement up front. So I reckon pushing back up there and start Ivan.
Okay. It's very interesting because the Jets are going carb-free with Potato out of the game this weekend.
Tick.
Boom. That was a fun reference. But the news has really been centred around that Riley McGee's going to come into his spot, and that's what Gardner's reporting. He must have got that news from somewhere. I'm going to take it with a grain of salt that McGree has been touted to have been starting the last couple of matches. But Grant, I mean, do you think... I think that McGree's actually going to start. Why are you looking to bring Hoffy in, not Champness, or why do you think McGree's not going to be that option?
Well, interesting you say that, because even the Boot was reported saying that McGree deserves his start.
Mm.
So that maybe he's got a bit more inside info than what we do. But I think for the fact that, again, we've come off a draw. Hoffy is proven himself to be very more than capable and consistent, whereas I suppose as Joe Champness hasn't been as consistent in that case. Yes, he's had a roaring start. There's a couple of times there he's been found short in a few areas, unloading the ball, being able to get that ball into the box, trying a couple of things too many, and that's the impetuosity of youth, and that's what we want to see from a young guy like that. But McGree, we haven't seen as much as we would like, I suppose, and we see there's going to be more of him. But at this stage, I'd be starting Hoffy, just from an old coach's point of view.
So, Mitch, I think if McGree is that option, Merrick's probably looking at McGree providing the same sort of output that Rodriguez had, where he got a lot of joy when he started to drift in field, and him taking that position was forsaking the width of the team. We didn't see Georgevski perhaps push on as far last week as I thought that he might have, given that space that he created for against Western Sydney by Rodriguez moving in. Do you think that is in Merrick? I mean, it sounds, if everyone here is picking Hoffman, I take it that you're looking to go wide. But, Em?
You've got to pick Hoffy for history, though, right? Like, he's the only one left from when we won the grand final, right?
Well, I think everyone's thinking that. I see what you mean, but...
Not that only Merrick would give a toss, but...
Yeah.
I give a toss. I feel like if the universe is supposed to give us a win this weekend to coincide with our original big win, then you have to put the pieces in that you've got.
So if we had BK still, would you start him over Duncan?
Okay, I'm not on drugs.
That might be our episode title.
that's what someone who is on drugs would say.
We're all aiming to replace a winger with a winger, and you're going with this more central guy. I guess that's why McGree isn't exactly in our radar as much. Even though Potato did drift in, but we're just trying to put a winger there and exploit the wide areas against the older, slower team in Brisbane.
I'll play devil's advocate. McGree got his goal from that position.
Mm. Okay. Back it up, pal. Do it again.
See, Vujica starts on the bench for me this week. I think he's our option coming off there. Interesting. Another person who's going to be missing, and that's confirmed, is Ben Kandorowski, who has again succumbed to his hamstring injury. Do we think that Wayne Brown's going to be the player that retains his spot?
I hope not.
Well, why wouldn't you put McGree there and make Yugarkovic hold a bit more and put McGree in the centre?
Tell me why you wouldn't.
Because you have a winger for Hoppy, what we were talking about before, so you can chuck McGree in for Cantor. Happy days. And you can leave Brown out, which is important.
So I felt like I threw my voice through Luke just there when he said I hope not.
So you're then having Yugarkovic play the holding role?
Yeah, and McGree doing the Yugarkovic role.
Anyone differ, or...?
Is that too big a change, though, in the centre? Because that's where we need to be the strongest, isn't it? That's what we've always... That's what Ernie seems to be building on it all the time.
Mm.
Whenever he says he makes that change and talks about his midfield holding stronger, so in coming out from the midfield... So it'll be interesting if he does put McGree in there.
The gamble's smarter than Brown, though, isn't it?
Yeah. That's a gamble itself.
Life's a gamble, Karen Bullitt.
But is it for the fact that we are really Brown is a love loathe situation, isn't it? When he's
we love to loathe him.
Yeah. Basically, because when he's hot, he's hot. He comes out there and he does the job for us, and then he sort of goes
twice.
Goes off the boil. That was
two good times, though. Yeah.
So if you get a repeat of that, you're all right. So.
Well, hopefully we've checked that he hasn't booked his flights for half time this time. Brisbane are where are Brisbane's strengths? They're the team that inform that are slightly in better form than the Jets over the last five, with three wins out of those games. Where are their strengths? Where do their strengths lie? Because does that dictate the selection that we're looking to make?
I like their centre backs. I love their centre backs, and their striker is a guy that scores high percentages from minimal chances to me. So I don't see a whole lot else in that team. They've got a bit of engines in the middle, I guess. That's where I see their strengths.
They seem to, despite their age, they seem to be able to make a lot of chances and take them sometimes.
Experience and guile, mate.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you see the runs that Macaroni builds. He's got no pace at all, yet somehow he manages to outpace people because he's runs. He's just smarter in that area. He knows his experience of playing in Serie A for 18 years or however long he was there. So just the experience they've got up front in particular is, one of their strengths when they're not injured.
It's certainly, going to expect a significantly changed lineup, from the last time they played down here. They fielded Daniel Leck. They also had Connor O'Toole in their team. So there was a lot of youth in their side.
They've signed a new young player now as well, Enrico.
Well, he's young in comparison. He's 30. He's 30. Actually, he's 32. So yeah,
that's what I mean. They're brimming with younger players now, aren't they?
Oh, jeez, yeah.
And Macaroni does make anyone look young, though.
I look younger in a hat, too, so I understand.
So I expect Frunich is going to start. He started last time. Hingetz as well made his way back into the team. Jade North has returned. Thomas Christensen appears to have got over his injury concerns. Do you expect that we will expect to have the same sort of joy that we did in that first half in particular against the Raw, where we threatened to run away with it after Hoffman's early goal but ended up almost making a meal of it?
I think Franjic being back has made a big difference for Brisbane. I don't think he was there the first time.
He came on. That was
his first game back.
He was the one that made the difference, actually.
Yeah, so I think he's definitely someone we have to look out for. I sound like such a dickhead saying it, but I thoroughly believe we're going to win this game just because that's what should happen. Because if we didn't get the game in Newcastle, then the universe has to give us that. But yeah, I don't think it will be as easy this time. But that said, their one tactic is get it to Macrone, so mark him out of the game and we're sweet, right?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. He really didn't get much of a sniff in the last game at all, but he's been in form.
As Mitch said, he scores goals from nothing. That's the issue. He'll get the ball, he'll have two players on him, he'll have no angle and somehow manage to beat the keeper.
Don't sound so impressed. He's a striker. That's literally his job. He's only scored 10 goals.
He's
like,
a
that's...
good Italian striker. They're used to doing that.
You guys have listened to too much Fox Sports. They just like bang on about his pedigree, but does he really live up to that pedigree? Like, there's...
He actually advertises dog food.
Dad joke.
That's a good one, pal.
So being dads, do you guys like get a book and share it around like as soon as you become a father for the first time? Like, this is for you.
Hey, become a father and find out.
Oh, well, I just want to know if it's worth it or not. Like, do I need to learn this myself?
Watch out, girls of Tinder.
There's a blue book that comes with every child. People think that that's for vaccinations and tracking their health, but they're wrong.
I saw this meme once, and it was this lady talking to a man, and she said, "I've got to tell you something. I'm pregnant." And he said back, "I'm Dave." And he goes, "Oh, it's begun."
I remember the first time I saw Mitch after he became a dad. He's gone, "What's the difference between a piano tuner and glue?" I'm like, "I don't know." He's like, "You can tune a piano, but you can't piano a tuner." I'm like, "All right." He's like, "What about the glue? I knew you'd get stuck there."
I've forgotten that.
That's the one thing I've kept with me from years of knowing Mitch.
Probably should have told the Brisbane Roar that, and they could have used it for their shirts. Getting back on.
I set that up for you.
Getting back. You can stay. Getting back on track, the player that has been on form is potential Socceroo bolter, Brett Holman.
Can we ban the phrase bolter? I'm so sick of hearing about the bolters.
No, they've brought a 26-man squad in now. 26 or 30 or something? Like, you take more people over now, so there's more bolters. Like,
there's literally no one's
design.
A bolter.
So they've bolted another position onto the
team. Yeah, yeah.
Just using longer bolts.
We need a bigger bolt. So,
Well, it is interesting because didn't he officially retire from international games? And then it's like anybody else. Well, it's like me. I've given up work. I don't want to work anymore. We'll pay you money. Oh, hang on.
how working works.
How much money?
What were you doing before you retired?
I was earning a lot of money. Not a lot of work.
The Socceroos coach, he signed Holman into Holland. Like, that was Holman's intro into Holland.
Yeah.
Like, Bert's just surrounding himself with familiars. Like,
so is this World Cup's Jason Kolina?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, well, that's when Goose
with
was coaching PSG,
yeah,
wasn't
with,
it?
Yeah,
with good news.
Yeah.
Hmm. All right, so what's the Jets' approach going to be? We've got Brisbane Roar, full of experience, good form. Mitch, what approach are the Jets going to look to take?
Get the ball to Dimmy and score goals, like normal, I guess. I want to see us use Roy a lot more like we did at the start of the season, like when he was scoring against Brisbane and stuff. I want to see us get those good chances into him, and he's knocking off heaps of chances a game. Yeah.
Yeah, I want to see us just pump him, overload. Just go all out. We've got the back line. Let's, as Ernie said after the Wellington game, let's push the keeper up front. Let's just put the pressure on them, make them work hard, and just outlast them.
We're not going to look to counter-attack? You don't think that's the approach? Give them the ball, they're going to look to hold it, given they're at home?
I think that's our preferred method of play, and I think we will. And I think we'll see Roy get back to his old self. He's been a couple of games getting back into the rhythm of things, I think. And I think Brisbane will be the game that he reminds us all of why the Mariners suck so hard for not retaining him.
I mean, the Jets' form has really been recognised, really hasn't been recognised. Their away form, I should say. We haven't won in our last four. And interestingly, the last time that we led away from home at half time was Brisbane back in round three or four or whatever it was. Yeah. Round three, because yeah. Ronnie hurt his ankle. So that was the last time that we led away from home. So does that concern you, Em?
I guess it does. But also, I'm quite well known for saying I don't care about statistics, so...
I came to the wrong person.
Brisbane's like our home away from home, right? This is the inverse game where we win up there and they win down here, right? Mm. So this is like our best possible away game to break that little hoodoo.
Right.
I personally think, who cares what the halftime score is, whatever it is at full time. If we're leading at full time, then great.
It's almost like that's when the game's decided.
Yeah. Who would have thought?
You get all the important news here on the Jet Stream.
Very prophetic.
Why didn't the refs have this on Friday night last week? Where were you? You should have been there.
So Grant, we talked about what the Jets are going to do. What do you think Brisbane are going to look to do against the Jets, trying to disrupt them and to try and get their 3 points?
I think because of the speed that they hold in their team, they'll have at least three men on Dimmy, and then hope like buggery that the ref and the VAR look after everybody else.
See, that's why I think we're going to put McGree in there, because if we don't have McGree and we're not going to have that extra play in the middle, sort of like what Chabot was doing for us earlier in the year, Dimmy's just going to get swamped. He's just going to have Christensen sitting on him all game. Well, that's why I think that...
You want McGree a bit closer to him.
To do what Pato did.
To the Wanderers. Yeah, exactly. And that's why I think we're going to pick McGree.
Yeah.
So, I think we're going to pick Graham.
Should we vote on it now?
Well, have I changed anyone's mind? Have I
sold anyone? Here.
Yeah.
Thanks for putting up your hand on a audio medium.
Oh, they didn't get our macaroni as simple as that. Didn't have a feel for the game, right?
We can take a photo and make it the album.
I can boomerang that shit.
All right. I need a drink to do a boomerang.
We're going to go around the group. So, Emma, what's the key matchup for you?
For us, it's marking McCrone out of the game, so I guess that's our centre-backs versus him. But for them, it'll be marking Dimmy out of the game. So I don't know who those players are off the top of my head, though.
Okay. Christensen, I'd say.
And McKay. Matty McKay.
All right. Luke, what's the key matchup for you?
I'm going to say everyone on Roy.
Everyone on Roy.
No.
Just, you dream I had one.
Back's on.
I think whoever's marking Roy, this is the game he's going to want to break his drought after his injury. So I reckon Papadopoulos and North or whoever's in the centre-back role against Roy.
Yep. Grant?
Yeah, well, I think the same, but the in regards to Roy and Dimmy, I think that's where a lot of the concentration is going to be. But where, you know... Where they'll get the surprises, as I say, Hoffie can score. We know Andrew in the boot can score. So I think that they can concentrate on that. And I think that's part of Ernie's plan as well. You know, if they are marking some of our players out, we've got that depth elsewhere on the park that can just cause trouble. So I think that, yeah, let them have the centre field and we'll go around the edges.
Mitch?
My matchup is... whomever we replace Kantorovsky with versus their midfield. Like, their midfield, like Matt McKay, loves getting touches on the ball.
Mm.
How much we're able to prevent that with an unordinary centre mid pairing is the key matchup.
I'm tending to align myself with you there. I'm going to say that Wayne Brown versus Brett Holman, actually, for me, is going to be an interesting lineup, and also Franjic versus Naboot. Because if Hoffman is allowed to get forward, I don't necessarily see Baltiak having the leg. legs to keep up with Hoffey all game, and that's going to possibly overload Franjic or pull Matt McKay out of position and create some space for the Jets. So that's the one that I'm seeing. Also, Roy O'Donovan versus Jamie Young. The last game that Jamie Young played, the 1-0 win that we had last round against the Roar.
Good.
Yeah, but yeah. That was the first time that Jamie Young's ever lost against us. So that's in five appearances, sure, but it's the first time that he's ever lost a game for the Roar between the sticks. So that's an interesting one, him versus Roy.
One question I have. There was this vibe I was picking up earlier in the season, which I assume Ernie doesn't care about, but like, Katrumbas got brought on against Adelaide, and I think Jackson had a little spell against Brisbane and stuff.
Mm.
We've basically not touched on Champness at all, and he's a Brisbane boy, right?
Yep.
Will there be an element that we're missing that? I know, like, hometown shouldn't matter that much, but it wouldn't be surprising based on what we've seen already.
I expect Joey's going to be on the bench, and I expect to see him get game time.
Mm. Yeah.
And he tested Jamie Young... that game as well.
Probably in place of Wayne Brown, because I think that we'll look at moving McGree back central as the game goes on, and look to overload up top with Joe Champness up front. Oh, up top, I should say, up top.
MC, Joey C, M... Joeyk. Secret business. Yeah.
Yeah, right. So there is a large contingent of the Jets fans that are going up for this game be good cheap tickets. Everyone in this room is going up except for Grant.
That's correct.
Yep. So
I'm not going.
You're not going as well.
No.
Right. Do you want to come? I've got spare flights.
I can't. I'd get in trouble.
So there is a large contingent of Jets fans that are going up. I believe a lot of us are meeting at the Caxton Hotel, which will be the pre-match venue.
Good pub too.
Yeah, exciting that there's going to be a lot of fans in attendance. Should make a good amount of noise. Hopefully that it's recognised for Fox and for the reasons unknown why we're all going as well, Luke. It's going to be an exciting match.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to having a few brewskis with all the Jets fans up there on the Caxton Street prior to the game and after the game as well. Yeah, it is first away trip. I'm going up with, like, for me, it's my first away trip with my dad. So I'm looking forward to that, and my brother's coming along too. So, it should be a good weekend, hopefully.
Exciting. What a trip to break the duck.
Yeah. It's both of them. I think it's their first game of the season, so if we lose, then just put it on there.
Don't invite them again.
Don't invite them again. No.
did your dad and that go to the grand final 10 years ago?
Yes, they did.
With you?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a bit poetic then, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah, it is good.
1-0 win from Griffo. I'll take that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And look, Jets fans, it is supposed to be wet in Brisbane over the weekend, so make sure that you bring a plastic bag or something like that.
12th man, the puddle is back.
There is potential. The Suncorp pitch is pretty ordinary.
It's going to be wet on Caxton Street, I'll tell you that.
Oh, yes. Stealing Glenn's joke from earlier. All right, round the room. What's the prediction? M? How many are the Jets going to win by?
I think we will win, but I think it'll just be 1-0.
That's quite fitting.
I was going to say the same.
Okay.
2-0.
2-0?
I can't go against 1-0 on this date. I can't go against it. No way.
So we're going to keep our first clean sheet in 28 away games?
Okay.
If we do that, that's all.
I'll take your word for it.
So I'm going to say 2-1. I'm going to say 2-1. So, other fixtures for the A-League. Friday night, 7:50 kickoff, Central Coast Mariners versus Wellington. We haven't had a Bodie special for a while. Mitch,
Spoon Derby.
Spoon Derby, yeah, there is.
Are they on the same points?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think goal difference.
14 points, yeah. Goal difference puts Mariners in front.
Okay. Let's do a Bodie special to ruin that then.
Yeah, just mix it up.
It's going to be pretty hard. It's going to be pretty hard to pick who's going to lose, isn't it? It'll be a fight to see who loses that game.
So who's going to come out on top, Mitch?
Let's go. The Mariners losing. Bodie special.
Okay, Mitch is going 4-0 to Wellington. Grant?
I think Mariners are much better than that, mate. I think it'll be Phoenix 3-0.
They're 25% better.
Percentages.
Yes.
Luke, I like that.
I'm going the other way, 5-0.
Just a little bit worse.
Yeah.
Off that scale.
And this is why we don't do these live ones so often. Emma.
0-0 draw and the Mariners to get a red card. Oh, yeah.
VAR red card?
Don't care.
Brava.
I've even got my lovely is wife already in the scum now.
I think so. It was only 2 weeks.
Was it?
Yeah.
That deserved more than that, man.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say Wellington are gonna get up to 0 in that fixture. Lovely that none of us have picked Central Coast to score a goal.
So if the Mariners don't win, they can't overtake us.
Yeah, we're a point away, aren't we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We are 21 points ahead of them. There's 21 points left, and we've got a plus.
In what universe were they going to catch us anyway?
Goal difference.
Hey, no. This is the jerks we're talking about.
Yeah. This is our St. Totteringham's Day.
St. Hutchinson's Day.
St. Hutchinson's Day.
I think that's what Gav called it.
We started calling it SAC. Well, there's been a debate about this on the forum, and I popped up the suggestion of Sack Whacking Day.
I like that. Yeah. It doesn't give Hutcho the pleasure of having anything named after him.
No. Nice. And plague approved. So. Victory versus Adelaide, the game after us. Hashtag the original derby.
No, they call it original rivalry. Because they wouldn't call it the original derby because I would have went mental. It's the original rivalry they call it.
Hashtag another hashtag.
Yeah.
Victory versus Adelaide, Grant.
I think Adelaide are on the up and victory... No, I think Adelaide will get there 2-1.
2-1. Luke.
Melbourne victory, more like Melbourne loss.
Oh! If you should start breeding before you do those jokes.
If you listen carefully, you can hear the crickets in my lawn.
I was looking at Dave, and his eyes just moved straight up and blinked. And it was just... There was so much disgust in that look.
People have tuned out.
And Dave and I's standards are low for those jokes.
I agree with Grant. Adelaide... They've got something about him now, so Adelaide 2-0.
2-0. M.
Yeah, victory suck. Definitely Adelaide 2-0.
2-0. I'm going to go a 1-1 draw. And Mitch.
Did victory just play in China too?
They got smacked.
Yeah, okay. Let's go with 1-1.
Hulk smashed.
Jeez, that's what the Street Fighter references. Yeah, I'll go 1-1.
1-1. All right, Perth. There's a third game on Saturday, Perth versus Melbourne City. Big game for Melbourne City, Luke. Big game for Perth, too. I reckon they're probably on the improve now that Mark Warren and Mitch Nichols have left, but...
That's a big blow to the team.
The last time we were in this room, his Mitch Nichols thing got cut from the podcast, so he's not allowed to talk about Mitch Nichols.
Yes, and we'll never speak of that again.
Cassie.
All right.
That was fun.
Perth, no, it wasn't.
Perth Jack is thrown around the room then. I reckon it's going to be City. They may have got pumped last time out against Sydney, but Perth, they were dreadful. They just suck. I've seen teams suck before that... But they're the suckiest bunch of sucks that ever sucked.
Are you trying to redeem yourself? Is that what this is?
Mike Warren, you show good hustle out there. You can.
Yeah, City to win 3-0.
Ooh, that's a big one. All right, Em?
It's in Perth, right?
Yep.
Yeah, I'm going Perth then, I think.
Late game, I assume.
10 o'clock. Yep.
Yeah.
Perth need this, so I think they're gonna want it. So, yeah, I'm going to go Perth, but maybe just 1-0.
Well, Castro obviously wanted it last week against Wellington, so bring that far back.
I'm going to say 2-1 to Perth for me. I just hope I just want to see City get done.
I'll go snore draw.
Snore draw?
Hey, that week you did your wish list on the pod. Most of them came true, didn't they? So
me?
Yeah.
Really?
I'm pretty sure that's what happened.
Cool. Wish I put money on it. Grant.
I'll go Perth 1-0.
1-0. Okay. Final game, Emma. Sydney versus Western Sydney Wanderers, Sunday 6:30 kickoff. The Sydney Derby.
Sydney are done. over. I reckon the Wanderers are going to win out of nowhere.
We're not up to bold predictions yet.
I've got a feeling. I've got a feeling that Sydney are done. So all right. I'm going to tip the Wanderers 1-0.
Ooh. I'm going to say it's going to be 3-2 to the Wanderers.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's a big...
Exciting for my Sunday night. Mitch?
All right. I have something about this. Sorry if we're going to talk about it later. A Wanderers friend sent me this today.
Yeah, we were definitely all going to bring that up later.
No, 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 no. You'll get there. If we beat Brisbane this weekend,
yes,
and if Wanderers beat Sydney,
yes,
Sydney head to Newcastle with only 5 points between us, and then they have the ACL in the middle and stuff. So if there's any possible chance we're going to breach first and second, it has to be this derby and this Brisbane game,
mm-hmm,
basically. Mm-hmm. So we will, Sydney will not lose. They will win
2-1. That's, aren't we 11 points behind them? I thought we were on.
Or maybe it's if we beat Sydney, then it's 5. Is that
yeah, something right? If yeah. We, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So okay. If we beat Sydney, then it'd be down to 5, and they
maths
have.
That's just hard.
Yeah. I was reading it. There's a lot of text. But yeah, this is if we want to bridge first.
Yeah,
possibly.
Very good.
This is the games.
Keep but it close. Keep it interesting.
Yes. I don't think so. I think Sydney will win. I think they'll be smarting from their smacking that they received in the ACL. And they'll come back, and Ernie will have the whip out and bash the crap out of them to win this weekend.
So you've got a score?
Yeah, 2-0.
Okay. Very good. Luke?
I reckon... This is at Allianz, isn't it?
Sydney home ground, yes.
I reckon Wanderers are going to be the first A-League team to beat Sydney.
Second.
A-League team. No, at home. They got beaten.
Is it not ANZ? Is it Allianz?
I think it's at Allianz.
Okay. Okay.
If it's a Sydney FC home game, it's at Allianz, I'm pretty sure. So I reckon Wanderers are going to beat them 1-0.
Ooh.
It's going to be like when Wanderers beat them last year.
Yeah, okay.
Thought you were going to take Wellington for a second, and that was going to be a bold prediction.
Well, with the VAR, anything's possible.
All right, bold prediction time. Who wants to go first?
I will go with. Let's go with both the Aloisis to get red carded.
Okay.
Combo.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That's almost as likely as Alan Walsh coming on and scoring another own goal.
Voyager to
score.
Oh.
Yeah, right. And win us the game.
Hmm?
And win us the game.
That'll do.
Okay.
That was going to be mine.
That is your stable.
Well, is saying that Wanderers-Wellington, again, Wanderers beaten Sydney 1-0 and there been another contentious penalty to Sydney not given bold enough?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, that's mine.
Yeah, I was bold to be the first to say that Sydney were done, but for our game I'm going to say 2 yellows to Matt Mackay.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, very interesting.
Yeah, don't like him.
I will say that we will... Wayne Brown will score.
Ooh.
I say Wayne Brown will score.
When was the last time he scored?
The round one game...
He scored in
against
Geelong.
Adelaide.
He scored in Geelong against Victory when we lost 4-2.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay. I believe you.
No, that sounds bold.
Yeah. Mm. Wayne Brown, pop up the score this week. So,
score a header?
Ooh, no.
With his little mafia head.
No. Wayne Brown will score. News and events. Announced today that Patrick Langwa and Angus Thurgate have signed on for scholarship positions with the Jets for the remainder of this year and for all of next season. Exciting news to secure two young players, Grant.
Absolutely, and I think it's great that the club are getting on the front foot with these young players. They've seen the potential in them and want to secure their future with our club. I think it's great, and you know it's something. And what it must do for the morale of the youth team players, because that lifts them. Because we know over the past years, you know, our youth league players have just disappeared into the myth.
The ether,
yeah. So
we've been through a lot.
Yeah, absolutely. And so at least this gives them the opportunity to say, well, you know, there'll be players there saying, I'm as good as Thurgate, I should have been picked. And that's great. That's what we want. So yeah. I think it's great news, yeah.
And it also leaves only a few select players off contract. Bugard, Vargas, Rodriguez. We'll say McGree, but McGree's on loan.
Costa
Petrados as well. So, yeah, that's only a... expect a very short turnover unless we're getting mutual with people during the off-season. Then, yeah.
We're surprisingly savvy, like getting young players in, trimming out Deadwood to NPL. I don't remember us doing that mid-season very often. Like
we have done it in the past. We've done it over the last couple of years with the likes of Brennan, Mitch Cooper, Demba Mwata, Malu as well. But the problem is we've just replaced him with Deadwood again. So at the moment, we don't seem to have done that. So it's exciting. Anniversary. I thought I'd take this opportunity then to just have a bit of a chat, given that it is the anniversary of the Jets grand final win on Saturday. 10 years since we won 1-0 down in Sydney against the Mariners, our bitter rivals. I mean, does anyone have any stories that they'd like to share? You know, where were you at the grand final? How'd you get there? Any memories from the game or anyone go to the post-match celebrations in Newcastle? Anyone remember?
Oh, I was 14 at the time.
Yeah.
And I remember getting home at some ungodly hour, Sunday night after we won, and rocking up to school the next morning, horrifically sick, and half the class was also horrifically sick.
Yeah, right.
From just celebrating hardcore at the ground. We left at like 6 in the morning, spent the day down with our cousins in Sydney, and did the walk from Randwick over to the stadium. We were in amongst the active support behind the goal. And I think that was probably our first real experience in there because Mum spent most of the first half trying to tell people to sit down, which obviously wasn't going to happen. And I just remember being like behind the goal and seeing that ball from Griffo curve around the post, around in between Vukovic and the post, and it was, I mean, how do you describe that? It was
after Bogard's assist,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. So,
so you would have had a good view of the handball as well.
I didn't see it.
There was a handball.
Yeah, I didn't see it.
It's alleged.
Couldn't have been. With no ruling.
I legitimately did not know that it happened until I saw replays the following day. I just assumed that they all kicked up a fuss because we were beating him, and next minute, Vukovic has done the big old high five and off he trots. It was right in front of me, but never saw it. I was too busy thinking, holy crap, we're a minute away.
Yeah.
It's interesting. I just realised something, that the reason why I was sick the next day must have been the same reason as Luke, because I've had such a big day, because I had never been as sick. It had nothing to do, because you know you only get mid-strength beer at these things, so you can drink a lot of those, and I don't think the large flask of 15-year-old Glenlivet had anything to do with my condition at the end of the game. But, one was empty and the other was full, and the flask wasn't full. But I do remember going home on the bus and Sharks had organised a bus, and it was chuckers. Right. It was fantastic. We had, we had families there, and I was president at the time. And so I had to set a standard, and all I can remember was my wife saying, don't draw on him while he's asleep. I was coming because he won't like it. But it was an amaze. We stopped at McDonald's on the way home.
The memories.
What did you order?
I didn't order anything, but I couldn't get a drink there. I know that.
I'm sorry, but if we had that whistle, we'd have to scrap. Then they are no longer involved in this podcast due to their VAR involvement.
So it is one of the my fondest footballing memories. Right up there with watching Craig Johnston walk out and kick balls around the KB United game. There you go.
Yeah, right.
I'll date myself.
Did anyone else get buses? I got a bus from the stadium, one of the organised buses. and went down there, and I've got to say that it was one of the quickest trips back up the F3 on that bus. Like, just the celebrations and the memories of being there was just, I still remember the Mark Bridge shot in the first half where he ran around the back of Song and Song played it back to him, and he took it across the box and shot, and even Tomo shot down that end, because all the action was down that end, the Jets end, that grand final. I still remember it now. It's just vivid. But, yeah, it was such a great day.
Well, my memory of the grand final, I think I've said it before. I'm going to say it anyway. Like, we caught the train down, pub crawled it there, pub crawled it back. Like, yeah. Had a banger of a day and everything. And I was wearing my season one gold Jets shirt, and I was wearing these white and grey camo shorts that I'd never wear nowadays. And I went to bed in them, and I woke up at 7 a.m. to go to my first day of uni the next day.
Yeah.
And rocked up for an 8 a.m. lecture, Hubs something, intro to health sciences.
Yes.
And outside the front of the Hunter Building lecture room, down the stairs things.
Griffith Duncan Theatre.
Griffith Duncan, there we go.
You made the girl with the lisp say it.
out the front of that, I said, I got introduced to a bunch of people, and one of which is my now wife. So, and I asked her about that day, what was your first impression? And she goes, yeah, me and my friends looked at you and said, that guy looks sick. And also, he has a wonky face. And I never grew out of the wonky face. But, I met my now wife 10 years ago on Sunday, I guess.
That's an awesome story.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a really good story.
I was still in the same clothes. They were drenched in beer. Like, it was awesome. Awesome.
You could probably take them off now.
Haven't washed them in 10 years.
Em, you got any stories from that era?
No, I was literally as far away from the grand final as you could have gotten. I was in Stavanger, Norway. So the game happened while I was asleep, and I woke up to an email from my sister telling me that we'd won, because that was back before everyone had smartphones and the Facebook, and text messages international still cost $1.50. So, yeah, I found out by email.
That's a story. That's a very good story.
Was the signature, go the Jets.
Well, very interesting. That's all very good. I mean, wherever you are, look, the club haven't announced whether they're doing anything or if they're doing anything.
Which means they're not.
Well, let's hope that they are. I mean,
it would have been a different story if we were playing at home.
Absolutely. And look, I'll put it out there. I'm on the members committee, and it was something that was suggested meetings ago, even before this was on. Yeah, Luke, do you want to say something? Or
I put it to Laurie McKenna February last year. I think it was about, we need to do something for 10 years next year. And the club went for it. They put that down as one of the things, and unfortunately it wasn't one that was given to us.
No, so the club can request games when the draws are made, and they did request to play Central Coast at home on this weekend, or on the day.
Which I was pushing to have the Legends game held before it. Make a huge day of it.
Yeah, you could just have imagined, I mean, the FFA, marketing opportunities, but, you know, there's, of course, the E-League, so...
What I will say, those live podcasts, Dave, that you did with Ferns, and you did the Laurie one and the Ernie one at the start of the season, they were great, and I've been meaning to listen back to them now just to reflect on them.
Right.
But I remember Laurie talked pretty passionately about that, and he felt robbed by the FFA. Like, it sounded like he genuinely tried to get a home game against the Mariners on this day, but instead we got dumped with a Tuesday night a month ago.
Yeah, so there's not a lot of opportunity for history in this league. It is 13. It's in its 13th season. We've got to be realistic.
Depends what club you're with.
Well, that's true.
I did say
Perth as well, been around for a long time. The Wanderers have created his football, so
Sydney won the Oceania Champions League, and yeah.
I just remember, correct me if I'm wrong, but I remember some team last year got to host a grand final replay for their 10-year anniversary.
Oh, Victory.
Victory versus Adelaide.
Yeah,
I could be wrong.
You're probably not. The fact that you're bringing that probably means that you're not.
No, I'm right. But,
yeah, like, it's just, there's opportunities, and look, I reckon we'd have pushed 22,000. Easy. They've made a day of it. Legends game. Game against the Mariners. The team are performing well. Would have sold itself.
I feel like this was a conspiracy with the airlines. So Jetstar was like, don't give them a home game. So they all go to
home. Newcastle guys will travel up. Those requests that the club put in the FFA, like, I remember talking to Benny O'Neill once, and some of the requests were outrageous, and the FFA would never do it and stuff like that. And some are just like, give us more Saturday night games, which the FFA immediately tell us no and stuff like that. This is one game in the season, like one home game that you could schedule
everything else around.
Yeah, and Laurie said in that live pod that was his number one priority. It wasn't like it sounded like it wasn't even down the list.
I'm sure it had something to do with concerts at Suncorp, NRL on the coast, and NRL here, and fitting in all those commitments that.
Make
money for the stadium.
They're the suckers. Yeah, they're the suckers. All right, well, we might leave that there. So I'm going to thank my guests tonight. Mitch, thank you.
Thank you for hosting us at your house again, pal.
You're welcome again, mate. Grant?
It's been an absolute pleasure with such a terrific bunch of people.
No worries. You're welcome back. Luke?
Thank you for having me, and I'm glad I didn't really disappoint you this time with what I said.
Yeah, I don't have to go and edit the podcast.
There's still time.
No, the eyes of disappointment.
I'm going to leave that in because I'm just going to let him feel disappointed about it. Emma, thank you as well.
Thanks for having me, though.
You're welcome.
Girls of Newcastle, you can hit me up at MrGlass23 on Twitter and Instagram.
I'm going to have to edit that out.
Do people swipe left?
They have to swipe up to close it, so that's a super like on Twitter. So.
Well, if you swipe left, if you've got it on a notification, it will clear it, so you'll be okay.
Right. So
everyone travel safe to Brisbane, who's going up.
Absolutely. Yeah. Travel safe, enjoy it, cheer the Jets on, and hopefully for a home win. And if anyone is still listening to this podcast, you can find the Jet Stream, or we invite all listeners to send us comments, questions, feedbacks, topics, etc. that you might have to facebook.com/JetStreamNewey. Twitter and Instagram at JetStreamNewey, and you can also email us at podcast@newcastlefootball.net. Join the forums also at newcastlefootball.net, where you can join in the discussions in the podcast thread and all the other rambling threads that they have going on there. Until then, go the Jets.
Go the Jets. Vamos el Jets.
Dave, you're going to need some editing because you've both said that the game's at Central Coast Stadium and that it's going to be a home win.
It's not, people. It's at Brisbane. Well, I'm down, Benjamin.